When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up, the sun is red, live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Go to Facebook, look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World. Give us a like while you're there. We appreciate that. And that, of course, will then bring up all the great animal stuff that I post during the week on your timeline so you won't miss anything. And I think we do have probably the best, one of the best collections of animal stuff that you can find all in one place. And let's see. As always, glad that's the case. Animal World production engineer Mike Roberge is here. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Martha.
And how are you doing on this? Well, it's kind of a cloudy, but I think the sun's kind of breaking
It'll get better.
Through
and I'm
Sunday
doing well.
Morning.
How about you?
Good. Definitely the seasons have changed here in the last couple weeks.
It happens.
Definitely.
It is October.
Yeah, it's unbelievable, isn't it? It's the 2nd of October already. Time is just flying by. And I know you've been done with yard work for a long time, but I'm still mowing, and now I'm also blowing, so it is
I am mulching, which is a euphemism for I don't rake leaves either. I just let them blow around, and they can land wherever they want. If they want to land on my stuff, that's fine. If they want to blow across the street or next door, I'm okay with that, too.
Oh, I see. So you just let them do their own thing.
Absolutely.
Well, it's a free will choice zone,
so
you leave those leaves to
just... And it's a healthy choice.
Yeah. Well, and for a while, when the leaves are falling, I mow and mulch them in. But there are so many leaves that come down on my property because I have a lot of big leaf maples and cottonwoods and alders, that kind of stuff. And then, of course, the cedar trees flag at this time of year. They're not flagging nearly as bad this year as they have in past, which is good.
It sure is pretty out.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
I went for a hike with my daughter this week. We went up to Twin Falls Park on Interstate 90. It's about halfway between North Bend and the summit.
Oh, okay.
And wow, it was really pretty. I can't imagine what the North Cascades Highway, if you've ever done that this time of year. It is fall in gangbusters. Unbelievable. The colors are just overwhelming.
Bet it's beautiful.
Yeah.
And when you're talking about North Bend, Snoqualmie area, the area that I'm most familiar with up there would be the Denny Creek area. So is that similar?
A little
close
farther
to the same,
up.
A little
close,
farther
close,
up?
Close. Close.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. Lots of fall colors and all of that. And
if you just keep going east a little farther up the summit, it just gets better and better. My daughter said that she was doing some hiking in the Cle Elum area last weekend, and she said it was really coming on strong there too. So we got this little window here about a couple of weeks. It'll sort of get to us as it gets the lowland, but right now the mountains is
so
place
right
to
now
be
is like ideal viewing time for fall colors.
Yeah,
you think?
Probably
in the mountains.
Yeah, probably. Yeah. I'm not an expert on it. And I don't really have a sense for timing, but all I can say is it was visually overwhelming for what I saw on last Wednesday. And I suspect it only gets better. But it's fleeting. It's only going to last for a little bit.
Well, that's true. Speaking of that, I just had a flash to ask you. this is more on a personal note, and the fact that you have been growing your beard and mustache now for quite a long time, and it seems to me that you shared with us that there was some kind of bet that went on.
I said that out loud?
Yeah, you did.
Interesting.
You did. Well, yeah, you don't remember, do you?
But
you said there was a bet that somebody said, well, I bet
well,
you can't grow it.
Well, it was a bet turned into several wagers. And so the wager in a bet is that I couldn't go a whole year without shaving.
Yeah, aren't we getting close to that
time? Well, I decided that I would go the year of 2016, I would not shave or trim or do anything.
Okay.
And so that's my end of the bet. And I couldn't really remember when I stopped shaving. It was around Thanksgiving last year, but I said, okay, we'll make it square. It'll be 2016. So
okay, because I was thinking it was October, November that the year would be up, but we're just going the whole year.
Just to make it squeaky clean, the bet squeaky clean, because I have every intention of winning, even though it's driving me crazy.
Oh, it is driving? Okay. So
it's unbelievable.
It's driving you crazy now? And do you not, do you trim it or anything?
No, the bet is you can't touch it.
So for those of you that can't see Mike, of course.
Which is a good thing.
His beard now, it's a great, but it comes down all the way to your mid-chest.
Getting
now,
a little lengthy.
And so what drives you crazy about it?
Hair in the mouth. Since I can't trim my mustache, I can't trim, all the hair around my chin. You get these, facial hair grows much different than the hair on your head.
Yeah.
It's one, it's coarser, and then I shed. which is just bizarre, but the hair gets long, and then you end up chewing on something, and you end up chewing a hair off.
You're chewing your hair.
So it gets your attention, and then you sleep on it. If I sleep on my side and I roll my shoulder, then it pulls when I turn my head, and it wakes me up.
Oh gosh,
and
I hadn't thought about that.
Yeah, it's just all little things. I've often had a beard, but it's usually been short and trimmed. I've never let it go like this. So this is like uncharted territory.
Well, so how much money are you going to make when we get to the end of the year?
Well, it's a combination of goods and services and cash.
But it's going to be worth it, huh?
No. Well, yes, it'll be worth it, but it's really the principle of the matter.
I see. Yeah.
Because the woman who bet me was being a little snarky about it, and so it's like, I can do this standing on my head. So I have, and I will, win the bet.
Well, all right. So maybe we should have a celebration at the end of the year. Now, what happens when we get to, do you know when you get the end, when we get to the 2017, are we shaving it all?
Absolutely.
You shaving it all off?
Yep. Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
You're not just going to trim it up.
Not on January 1st, because January 1st is on a Sunday. And that's just too early. And it's going to be a real production number to shave it off. But Monday, January 2nd,
okay,
it all comes off.
So
my
January 1st is a Sunday this year, so we'll be here on New Year's Day.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, we always do shows no matter what it is, so we'll be here New Year's Day. Woohoo! So I don't have to prepare for a shock.
Whether you're here or not. Because you take a week off, but I'm still here.
The last Sunday of the month off, so that'll be the Sunday before
see. Okay.
So we'll be here together.
Whichever way it works.
We may be the only ones, but we'll be here together. I don't have to be ready for a shock on the 1st of January, but then it'll be the next weekend
gear
up.
And my granddaughter wants to be part of the process of shaving.
Oh, she wants to help shave?
Yeah, so she's going to take pictures, and one of her classmates at school wants me to bring in all the hair so he can have it.
Oh, he wants
because he wants to have a beard, just like mine. Be patient.
Okay, yeah, good luck on that.
Anyhow, so that's the story.
Oh, well, isn't that fun? All right. Well, I'm glad I asked, because I like to know these things. Oh, all righty then. So I'm looking out the window, and we've got a lot of high clouds and stuff, but I think the weather's supposed to be improving, is it not? Are we expecting any rain today?
It'll get nicer today. Then it'll be okay tomorrow, crappy on Tuesday, and then sort of hit and miss for the rest of the week.
Yeah, it looks like kind of drizzly and kind of northwest
as
weather.
We build up to the rainy season, which is generally in November. We get some good days, we get some bad days. And it is getting cooler outside, particularly in the morning.
Well, I know that
first light is cool.
Yeah, I know that you kind of pay attention to Farmer's Almanac and that kind of stuff. I mean, do you have any predictions for our winter weather this year?
Yeah, I've been sort of looking at NOAA and the National Weather Service. I think there's a little more science involved in it than the Mother's Almanac, although they have a good track record, both publications. And it's interesting in that they the National Weather Service has backed off the La Nina and have called it a neutral year, La Nada, which means neutral.
I don't think I've ever heard that.
Yeah, I hadn't heard it either.
La Nada, Nada means nothing.
Yeah,
nothing.
Neutral.
So
neutral.
The nothing.
Yeah, neutral.
Okay.
Is how they're defining it. And basically what that means is we're just going to have average amounts of precipitation and our temperatures will be average. However, looking at the modeling, it looks like we're going to have a very wet couple of months towards the end of the year, and then things will dry but become cooler the first part of the year, which is not so untypical. I mean, that's sort of the Northwest fare. But what's interesting about these neutral periods is historically we have often had some of our greatest freakish storms. If you'll remember, you know, some of the windstorms, Columbus Day, Inauguration Day, those all happened during a neutral neutral season.
Huh.
So the occasional snowstorm, you know, that comes out of nowhere, and it's just weather patterns. When you get cold air meeting hot air, regardless of who's on top, things will happen. It happens.
Yeah, because you know we had a pretty relatively mild winter last year, and hardly didn't get any snow at all.
Nope.
But probably.
Well, we got enough. We certainly got more than we got the year before. Because the runoff this year was sufficient that we didn't have
I
the
was
fire
talking
season.
About lowland snow.
Yeah.
We did fine in the mountains and all of that, but I meant lowland snow. I mean,
no.
I'm used to like getting at least, you know, some snow to play in a couple of times, and sometimes snow that causes trouble, but we didn't have much of anything last year. I kind of thought maybe we would have a bigger snow year.
Yeah, cross your fingers on January and February. I think that's where the...
That's when we might have the issues.
The cooler temperatures. But what happens is when you have warm air settling on top of cold air, that's when you get snow, because it's just moisture, and then it freezes, and then we get snow. And it, if the systems just sort of sit, well, then that's a problem. At least for those of us who don't like to wander around in the snow in the city anyhow.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that there isn't a big foreboding, horrible winter prediction coming up.
Not for us.
Kind of la nada.
Yeah.
Like nothing. Well, we'll just...
I can live with that.
Easy. Okay. And rounding out the crew today, we have we're back to normal now because Animal World's associate producer and lead call screener, Kathy Southwick, is here. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And it's so fun to see you again. And for everybody that's paying attention, we know that your husband, Eric, is home now. So how's everything going on the home front? And is he continuing to improve and all of that?
Yeah, but I don't see it a whole lot. It's just very subtle changes. It takes a long time for the human brain to repair itself. So.
But apparently that's kind of to be expected.
Oh, yes. It's very normal.
Traumatic brain injury and
right,
so forth.
Right. Very normal. So
still requiring monitoring and so forth.
Right.
So life is not back to normal with you at home. But
no,
at least you're back here with us.
Yes, yes. Well, it's a new normal.
It's a new normal. Okay.
And it's my job.
Well, bless your heart.
So, well, it's just what you have to do, you know?
Well, yeah, yeah. And Eric is blessed to have such a wonderful wife. And
well,
that
I don't think he would agree with that, but no, he would. But, you know,
well, it's gotta
when
be
you
very
have to be the boss.
You know, frustrating for someone who's had an injury of that kind.
Well, and who's had independence.
Right.
And now all of a sudden he has to be watched. And when he gets tired of it, he throws a tizzy fit. So,
and apparently that's part of a traumatic brain injury as
right,
well.
Right.
That you know, when the brain gets tired, they can become not real cooperative.
Yes.
And so forth. But
yes.
It's
much better than when he was in ICU. It was a total, total change. Words came out of his mouth that he would never say.
Really?
But they say, hey, it's very normal. This is just what we deal with when people have a TBI. Just they get very unruly and throw a fit and get angry and get to know security really well. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
Restraints, you know, the whole thing.
But and that was like through the first 3 weeks or so after the
right.
injury. Yeah.
Yes.
But now it's mostly there just has to be monitoring just because there can be not thinking impulsive behavior, yes, like turning around and walking right in the street in front of a car or something, you know, that somebody has to be there to pay attention.
Yes, you know the story, right? Yeah. Yeah. But, you know, it.
Well, that just was a good example to realize that, you know, that. And that's got to be very frustrating for the person that has to watch and monitor, and for the mm-hmm. one that has to be monitored. So mm-hmm. anyway, it's our hearts and love and prayers continue for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I'm glad that things are, even though it's slow, that things
moving
are improving
forward. Yeah.
All right. And
thank
then we
you.
Have our own fountain of youth there in the studio, and that would be Prescott is here. Good morning, Prescott.
Good morning, Martha.
Hey, how are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Oh, good. We missed you. Well, let's see. Last week we were all off, but we missed you the week before. So it's glad to have you back in the studio. And folks, if you call in about something today, you may talk to either Kathy or Prescott. And in your mom, Trina, who is often here, but she's had something else that she needed her attention today. So we've got Kathy and Prescott. Glad to have you both here. And I want to let everybody know what's going on today. It is the first Sunday of October already, and it is a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. I've got a bunch of interviews going on, and a little bit of follow-up and some animals in the news. We'll do current events towards the end of the second hour. And at some point during the show, we will do a Missing Link giveaway. And to qualify to win the Missing Link supplement, we send it right to your door. And whatever variety that you pick out that you want, you have to be 18 years or older, and you cannot have won a contest here on Animal World or any other show here on KKNW Alternative Talk in the last 30 days. Then you qualify. So I'll let you know when it's time to call in, and you can pick out what version of Missing Link you'd like us to send to you. And let's see. Just so you know, we're going to, in this first hour, got some really good news. We are going to welcome a new advertiser to the Animal World family. And you know who she is. She's been on the show before. We actually did her introduction show with us here the first Sunday of January. But Vicki Draper will join us at the bottom of the hour. And we'll be chatting about her brand new book that's out, and a book signing coming up this next week, and all the wonderful things that she can do to help your animal friends. And then in the second hour, we're going to talk to Missy's Pet Rescue out of Lake City. We haven't had them on the air for a number of years, but they're set up in a new location now and are really needing some help. So we're going to find out all about Missy's Pet Rescue and what we can do to help them. In the second hour, we'll do current events, as I said. And then in the third hour today, we've got a lot going on at Meow Cat Rescue in Kirkland. Got a lot of events going on in October. And so Marilyn Hendrickson will join us to tell us all about that. And then about 11:30, we're going to switch gears. And from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga, we'll welcome the co-manager of East West Bookshop in Seattle, Bema Breckenridge, will join us and tell us all about what's going on at East West this month. So that kind of gives you an idea of what we're going to do. And I have to say that I had promised an update on Bamboo Elephant at the Oklahoma City Zoo and to have Aline with us. But wouldn't you know, when I was talking about that, the planet Mercury was in retrograde, and that just messes things up. And wouldn't you know, Aline would love to be with us today, but she's in France. So I hope she's having a wonderful time. So I have nothing really new to report about Bamboo. The situation kind of remains the same. I had hoped to get the person that's doing the Friends of Oklahoma City Zoo Elephants group on the air with us, but the group is so new and just getting going that we just weren't able to line that up. So I do know, though, that Aline has put us on the calendar for the first Sunday of November, our next Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and Anything That Helps Our Animal Friends Sunday, and we will definitely have her on the air with us and find out all the details about what's going on with Bamboo, the other elephants, and all of the investigations and lawsuits and stuff pending around all of that. So unfortunately, that's all I can let tell you about the elephants today. All righty, it is, I think, time to officially start the show. And we do that each week by invoking the presence and honoring the presence of the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for so long. That, of course, would be Saint Francis. And it is that time of year for the annual blessing of the animals, St. Francis celebrations, and those go on around the area at this time of year. And then we do the Ananda Peace Initiative at the end of that. So I have a couple of little prayers to start with here. First, a short one for our animal friends, and then a longer one for us. And I'm ready to go, so I hope everybody else is ready. And let's get started. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you, they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every living thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. All right, for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi Peace Prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. Shanti, shanti, shanti. Alrighty, done with that part now. This is the Ananda Worldwide Peace Initiative. It's kind of a tweaking of Yogananda's Peace and Harmony Prayer. This has been going on for quite some time now. And just so you know, I always remind everybody at this point that thought directs energy, energy follows thought, thought magnifies and intensifies energy. And there are hundreds, if not thousands, of people around the world doing this little World Peace Initiative now. There are two affirmations that we say. If you want to work with us and do this at home, the first affirmation you do for about a minute, and that's 10 to 12 repetitions, and the second affirmation you do three times, and you can do that up to five times a day. Let's see. We do the radio version, so we do each affirmation twice. The first one is, Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony. And the second one is, Lord, fill me. So the way that I do it here on the radio is that I'm going to say them out loud. And if you're in a position to repeat them out loud with me at home, that's wonderful. If you just want to say them silently in your head along with me, that's fine. And if you don't want to participate at all, that's okay too. So here we go with the first affirmation. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill this world with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. And now, Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Lord, fill me with peace and harmony, peace and harmony. Shanti, shanti, shanti. All righty then, we are official. And let's see, I've got a couple of little follow-ups and things to talk about. And of course, I haven't told you my favorite postings on Facebook yet. But let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors. And because, of course, that's the most important part of the show. Without them, there is no us. So listen, pay attention, support them, and thank them. Stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's A-N-A-N-D-A washington.org.
Hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that begins to destroy a lot of the important stuff. Well, that's why the Missing Link supplements were created. They start with human-grade, all whole natural raw food sources. They've figured out a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. Comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal's friend's food, add in the Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes in the raw ingredients, the fiber. Missing Link tends to eliminate excessive shedding problems in cats, eliminates hairball, shedding problems in dogs, eliminates hairball problems in cats, and there's a Missing Link formula for just about everybody in an animal suit. There is a cat formula. There are three dog formulas, one that focuses on skin and coat, the other on hip and joint, and then the senior formula with the New Zealand green mussel. There is a wellness blend that is vegetarian. You can feed to both dogs and cats and to all other little house critters as well. There is a bird formula and a poultry formula. So there's also a horse formula. Ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium pet supplies or go directly to the company. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.missinglinkproducts.com.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Need help getting started with self-help? You came to the right place. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. And I want to say, you heard from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga during the break, and I just wanted to alert you to a really great class. You know, we've been talking a lot about Hatha Yoga, that's the physical yoga postures, and I've started doing Hatha Yoga now, and I'm just absolutely loving it and learning so much. It's really wonderful, but there's a great class coming up because I've heard from a lot of you saying, well, you know, I'm just not that flexible. I don't know if I can get on the floor and do all of that. Ananda is doing a wonderful class coming, starting, I believe, a week from tomorrow at the yoga hall that is on the Bothell-Everett Highway in Bothell. It's called Yoga in a Chair. So if you think, you just can't quite do it, this may be the class for you. So the Yoga in the Chair, Lynn is going to be teaching it. It's starting, I think it's Monday evenings, starting a week from Monday. So give the Ananda Meditation Temple and Yoga Hall a call if you're interested in the class, 425-806-3700. 425-806-3700. So Yoga in a Chair in Bothell starting this month. Woohoo! Now, I also just wanted to let you know on Facebook, I post so many great animal stuff, so much great animal stuff during the week, and I've been trying to pick my favorite. Well, it's kind of almost a tie between three, but they're all three different things. If you go to Facebook and search Martha Norwalk's Animal World, my first favorite that I posted, I just posted it last night, and it just is so cute. It's a video of a big rabbit, a rabbit head, rabbit, and he's eating a dandelion. Oh, and oh, it is just so cute. I just loved it. And so I wanted it to be the first thing you all saw when you went to the website or the Facebook page this morning. So the rabbit eating the dandelion is right there. And then scroll down a few posts. I mean, there's a bunch of really great stuff. But then there's one about sharing. And it is a duckling and standing on something in the middle of a goldfish or a carp pond, and the duck is feeding the carp out. He's getting the food that's there for the duck. He's giving it to the fish, and it's very, very cute. You really have to see it. And then I think my favorite love and friendship, it's a little boy who's crouched down on the ground, and then his little chicken friend, the hen, comes up and just kind of melts into him, and they hug each other, and it's just, oh, the sweetest thing. You have to see it. So the boy and the chicken, and the rooster's right there, but apparently likes the boy too, because he's not going after the boy for hugging his girl, but it just is so sweet. So I hope you'll check it out. Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there, and check out all of those great videos and a bunch of others. And all the animals in the news stuff is there. The big animals in the news thing this week was the state of Hawaii is now putting, I think, four different varieties of bees on the endangered species list because their situation is so critical. And apparently these are bees that are native only to the Hawaiian Islands. And if they were to disappear, then there are some varieties or species of flowers and plants that would also go with them because they're the only insects that pollinate these particular types of flowers or plants. So that story is also on the Animal World Facebook page. So there you go. I think that catches you up. And now we are getting ready to send up the fanfare because we are going to welcome to the show as part of our Animal World advertising family, but also just back to the show. That would be Vicki Draper. Yay! Hey, good morning, Vicki. Welcome back to Animal World. Hello, Vicki.
Oh, yes. Hello.
Welcome back to Animal World here. And
thank you.
Delighted to welcome you as a new member of the Animal World advertising family.
And I'm so happy to be here.
And I just want to let everybody know if you don't recognize Vicki's name, she joined us earlier in the year because we had planned to launch this earlier in the year, and we didn't get around to it till now. But if you go to the Animal World website, MarthaNorwalk.com, the bottom of the homepage, there's a link to the audio archives. And you can click on that and then scroll down to the first Sunday of January, I believe, this year. Vicki, you were actually in the studio here with us.
Yes.
And we did a whole show and took phone calls and that sort of thing. And so if you'd like to know more about Vicki and her business and what she does as a healing your animal expert, then you can listen to the archived version of that show. Boy, we've got a lot to talk about here, Vicki, because you got a lot going on.
Yeah.
So let's, for anybody who doesn't know about you, why don't you give us the rundown?
Well, I'm a natural born healer and animal communicator. I went off and did computers for a while because I could do that, but my heart wasn't in it. Mm. And so I did training. I'm a licensed human and animal massage practitioner. I'm certified in acupressure for people and animals. And when I say animals, it's large and small animals. And training in cranial sacral therapy. I'm a Reiki master teacher. And so it was interesting that in my training, then I understood what I was doing naturally. And so that was fun to just be aligned with who I really am.
And I think I met you, I mean, years ago when you were really focused on doing massage therapy for animals.
Yes.
And but since then you've branded out. Now I still believe you still do massage therapy on animals and acupressure and so forth. Do you not?
Yes, I do. I have branched out more with the communication as well.
Okay.
And serving the whole family as a unit, because you know, anytime, whether it's pain that the animal is going through or behavioral issues, there's a human component in there. And so really helping address the whole family, and especially like when passing of an animal, everybody grieves.
Sure. And it's, it should be nothing foreign to our listeners, because, of course, I teach what I call the human-to-animal transference. And, you know, that our animals pick up and process what goes on with us. And so you help everybody in the family, not just the animals. Is that correct?
Yes.
And then you also, the other thing that I am particularly interested in, and I know our listeners are too, would be the crystal essences that you do.
Yes. I have always had a passion. As a child, I was always carrying rocks around and collecting gemstones at stores and crystals. And that continued through my adult life. And I knew they had healing properties, but I didn't do anything with them until the universe said, okay, now
it's time.
It's time. Mm-hmm. Didn't realize I was being prepared for a journey. Mm-hmm. And so in 2003, I came out with my line of crystal essences that are serving people worldwide, because I ship.
You ship them, right?
I ship them anywhere, and so it's on my online store on my website.
And that's healingyouranimal.com, is that correct?
Yes.
All right, and you should, folks, you can go to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and on the homepage, a link will come up for Vicki Draper and her website, and it's healingyouranimal.com. Now, the crystal essences are similar to what flower essences, which I think more people are familiar with that term. And whereas the flower essences, of course, are made from flowers. Crystal essences obviously have something to do with crystals, but I don't think you grind up crystals and put them in the jar. Tell us a little bit, what are crystal essences?
I'd be happy to. And you know what? That's so funny you bring that up, because everybody asks me that.
Do you grind up crystals?
Yeah. They go through a creation process just like the flower essences do.
Okay.
And so Reader's Digest version is putting them in the crystal in the bowl with the water and letting them activate. And so then the water is the medium that's carrying that vibration. Unlike flowers, because once it's cut off and then put in the water, it's, you know, one-time purpose. With these crystals, you can make, you know, infinite number of batches with that same crystal.
Right, right.
So
I know that you have a variety of different crystal essences. The one that I remember best, because it's the one that I talk about the most with my clients, is the one you call separation ease, that tends to help animals with separation anxiety. But then you have, do you know off the top of your head how many different kinds of crystal essences that you have available?
Well, last count, it was like 100.
Oh, okay, so you have a lot of specific...
I have a lot of essences, because I've been doing this since 2003, and so they were for my own needs and my own animal's needs, and then it extended to clients' needs, and so I've, you know, filled in gaps if I didn't have one that would, you know, serve and support. And so...
So I'm wondering, that obviously there's a variety of different essences, crystal essences, and the separation ease is just one of them, but there are, you have multiple. So when you make a particular crystal essence, I assume what you use different crystals for different essences, and do you use combinations of crystals, or how does that work?
Yes, most of mine are combination of crystals.
Okay.
Some of them have a nature component or a flower essence that, you know, I've made. The formulas are, you know, my creation.
Uh-huh.
And
okay, so some of the crystal essences also might have a flower essence in there as well.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. That's good to
yes,
know.
Yes, the main ingredient is the crystal or mineral, pretty much through the line, since that was what I'm supposed to bring forward.
Oh. All right. So I'm going to interrupt our conversation here just briefly because we need to take care of our advertisers one more time in this hour. And then we've got some big news coming up because Vicky's, we talked about it when you were here in January, but it was not published yet. But your new book is out, and there's a book signing coming up this week. And there are all kinds of classes that Vicky is doing in the area. And gosh, the majority of them are free. So that's great. So stay tuned here while we take care of advertisers. We'll come back and talk to Vicky about her book, the book signing coming up, and I'm going to be there too. So you might want to join us this week, and then we'll talk about all the other opportunities you have to meet Vicky and work with her and take a free class. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Hi, I'm Eileen Grimes, and I am an astrologer in the greater Seattle area, and I am the host of the Jupiter Rising Show, which airs every Sunday at 2 p.m. Our show is about the astrological world with fun features, wonderful guests, and your phone calls. So don't forget Sundays at 2 p.m. The Jupiter Rising Show right here on Alternative Talk, 1150 a.m.
Ever wonder what your pet is thinking? Why they do certain things, or how they're adapting to a change in the household? Darcy Pariso, animal intuitive medium and Reiki master, can help you with all of those things. Darcy can help you connect with your pet or other animal, here or in spirit. She'll also share messages including your pet's past lives and soul purpose. Clients say Darcy's readings are so much more than they expected and result in a deeper bond with her pets. Contact Darcy at DarcyPariso.com. That's Darcy Pariso, P-A-R-I-S-O.com. Or call 425-280-5132.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Exploring new territory every day. This is Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and boy, we're on the downside of the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World already, but we're here every Sunday morning and today as well, from 9 a.m. to noon, right here in Alternative Talk, AM 1150. It's a shelter, rescue, sanctuary, and anything that helps our animal friends Sunday. And speaking of that, we are in the middle of conversation with the newest member of our Animal World advertising family, and that is Vicki Draper, the Healing Your Animal Expert. Good morning again, Vicki.
Hi. Good morning.
And not only is she the Healing Your Animal Expert and massage therapist, acupressure therapist, crystal essence creator, and all that good stuff, but she's also now a published author. And so congratulations, because your book is now out and available. And it is called Bridging True Love Connection and Healing Between You and Your Animals. So congratulations, Vicki. The book is out.
Thank you. I know. Thank you.
And I hope it's getting a warm reception so far.
It is.
And it is. You've got a big event to launch it. I was going to say that you might wonder, is there a reason why I'm coming to the book signing? Well, other than to report to support Vicki, there is, of course, but she asked me to write the foreword for the book, so I'm actually part of the book.
Yeah.
So, and I'm not only I did the foreword, and I'm also on the back with a quote, and it's a great book. So tell us, where are we going to be at this the book signing, so that everybody can come out, get their own copy, meet you, and all that good stuff, is coming up this week. Why don't you tell us all about it?
All right. Yes, it's at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park, and that's Wednesday, October 5th at 7 p.m.
So that's this coming Wednesday,
mm-hmm.
7 p.m. at Lake Forest Park. Third Place Books. And I think everybody knows it, because that's like the place to be for a book signing.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of, that's like the place in the area. So 7 p.m., and I'm going to join you there, and I'm looking forward to it. So it'll be fun. So we want everybody to come out and join us, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. And so I would imagine that you're going to, talk a little bit from the book? You're going to do a reading or, book signing? What's going to happen at this event?
Yes, I'm going to do talking about it, do reading from the book, and then, yes, do book signing.
All right. So that will be this Wednesday evening at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park, 7 p.m. Hope you guys will join us there. And, you have, you're very active now in the area, doing a lot of really great little classes, and the majority of them you do around the area are free, so that's really wonderful. And you got a bunch of them coming up, and so let's talk about those. Now we already mentioned the book signing at Third Place Books on Lake Forest Park on Wednesday evening. That's October 5th. That's at 7 o'clock. Then, let's see, it looks like Thursday, October 13th, will be the next class. And am I correct on that?
Yes.
All right, so let's see. The next class, oh, and you're going to be at the same place that I teach. That would be East-West Bookshop in Seattle. And this is the only class that there's actually a charge for. So this is a little longer class. It is at East-West Bookshop on Thursday, October 13th from 7 to 8:30. Let's see, you call this Shifting Chaos and Anxiety to Calm with You and Your Animal Friends. So that sounds fascinating. Tell us a little bit about this class.
Yes, I'm so excited because I have a whole chapter in my book on calming techniques, which mm-hmm. helps shift the anxiety. So we're going to be going through and learning some of those techniques. And we're also going to then use the serene essence in the class. So we all get to be calm.
Okay, so that's the name of your crystal essence that's for calming. It's called serene.
Yeah. Yes.
All right. Excellent. All right. Now let's see.
I like teaching mm-hmm. experientially. So, yes.
And then on a similar note, and the rest of these classes, I believe, are all free.
Yes.
Thursday, October 20th, calming anxiety with your animals for Halloween. So along the same lines with the calming, but specifically focused on Halloween. And that's going to be at the Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique in Kirkland. That sounds like fun. I haven't heard of this place.
Yeah, it's a really nice place in downtown Kirkland.
It's from 5:30 to 6:30. That's Thursday, October 20th. So if you want to know about calming your animals for Halloween, probably want to check out the Boo Boo Barkery and Boutique, too. That sounds like fun. All right, and then let's see. We've got Wednesday, October 26th. Reducing pain naturally for you and your animal friends. Now that sounds like a really great class. This one is also free, and this is at Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, 6:30 to 7:30 on Wednesday, October 26th. So reducing pain naturally, that's really intriguing. I imagine you're going to be teaching some techniques for this, or is it just all the crystal essences, or is there a combination of things you use for this?
It's a combination. I give them three takeaways to support pain since the winter's coming up and the change of weather really, you know, has animals, you know, being stiffer and...
I don't think it's just animals.
That's true. And that's a good point because actually the techniques I teach, they work for the people too.
Oh, okay.
You really get two for one.
All right. So even if you don't have an animal that needs help reducing pain, if you do, you could come to this class. So that will be Reducing Pain Naturally for You and Your Animal Friends. That's on Wednesday, October 26th at the Whole Pet Shop in Woodinville, 6:30 to 7:30, and it's free. All right, and then let's see. You added a couple of. So Thursday, October 20th. And you're all. Oh, we already did that. Okay. Here's a good one. This is. Okay, now I have a conflict here because you sent me a couple of additional events last night, so I didn't get them until this morning, so I didn't have a chance to really look at these things.
We talked about those. I didn't know if I'd given them to you at the first.
Now I'm confused on what is actually happening on Wednesday the 26th because I've got on one, I have... Wednesday the 26th, reducing pain naturally for you and your animal friends at the Whole Pet Shop. But then on the other list, I have easing separation anxiety. And that says Wednesday, October 26th as well. So I think you need to clarify. Do we have the incorrect date on one of these?
No. The separation ease will be coming up. We're going to be doing the pain one on the
26th. Okay.
Yes.
So,
just because, like I said, the colder weather's coming, that's really going to be supportive.
All right. So you do a class on easing separation anxiety, but you don't have that scheduled yet.
It will be in November.
It'll be in November.
At the Whole Pet Shop.
All right.
Yeah.
And now that, of course, that Vicki is part of the Animal World family, we will have her events listed on current events. And you can find them by going to the Animal World website, marthanorwalk.com, and then clicking on current events, and you'll find the list of classes there. Are the list of your classes also on your website as well, Vicki?
They are.
Okay, and that would be healingyouranimal.com.
Yes, and there's a classes events tab, so they can go over and
okay.
That.
Now, when people come to these classes, do you have crystal essences available for them to purchase? And I would assume you have your books available in too, because people cover all those bases when they come to these classes?
I do.
Okay.
I do.
Okay.
But if they want extra support when they get home, that they're able to get those and have them.
Okay. And we have a question coming in here that want to know how your essences are used. Do you mist them? Are you applying it to the skin or the drinking water? Or, you know, how do you use these crystal essences?
Good question. So, yes, they're a spray form. And so you spray them in the air above the animal, not at them.
Ah, okay.
And for physical issues, well, it can be even for the calming. Some of them, then you can spray in your hand and rub on the animal as well. I like to do that for the pain, especially for the physical pain, because I've got a pain ease and arthritis ease and muscle ease that really support the physical body really well.
Uh-huh.
And I really encourage those to be sprayed in the air and sprayed on your hand and rubbed on the local area.
Okay. So, but in most of the time, you're misting it just above the animal.
Yeah.
And as
and
I recall,
cats, I spray it up toward the ceiling because they, you know, that way they don't even get the fine mist.
Uh-huh. Okay. But not, you don't necessarily recommend putting them in the drinking water or...
You can. Absolutely. I've generally had cats, and so to put it in the drinking water is, I just don't drink that water.
Mm-hmm.
And so you absolutely can put it in the drinking water.
Okay, well, that sounds good. Now, in terms of being able to find out what essences you have available and then being able to order them, do people get them directly from you? Through the website? Are they available at retail outlets? Or how do people get your essences?
Yes, they can go online and order. They can email me, you know, if they want support selecting it.
Okay.
I also have a questionnaire on my website that can help them, you know, narrow it down. If you're intuitive, you can know.
So healingyouranimal.com is the place to go. And you can find out all about the essences there, and you can order them.
Well, and then I will share, there are in Earth Pet in Issaquah, they're in Whole Pet Shop in Woodendale, they're at Boo Boo Barkery in Kirkland.
Okay, so
they are around the area in some stores as well. They're always available at my classes.
So, yeah, you always have them in the classes, but then pretty much the places that you give your classes, most of them have your essences there available.
Yeah.
Now, what about, you know, doing the, like, massage therapy and so forth? Do we call you to make an appointment for that, and do we bring our animals to you, or do you come to us? How does that work?
I generally go to people's homes.
Oh, okay.
What I do is on my website, I have... under the contact us, a place to fill out an assessment.
Okay.
And request it. And so then I have a complimentary call with you to determine what would be the best support for you and your animal.
All right. So the place to start is to go to Vicki's website, and that would be www.healingyouranimal.com. You'll find a link to that on the homepage of marthanorwalk.com. Or you can connect with her at any of the classes coming up. And especially, we'd love for you to join us this Wednesday evening, October 5th, at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park from 7 to 8 o'clock for Vicki's launch of her new book and book signing. It's called Bridging True Love, Connection, and Healing Between You and Your Animals. And now I'm wondering, Vicki, last thing, for anyone that, you know, doesn't do the internet and so forth, can we give a phone number out for you?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, so the ways to reach Vicki besides healingyouranimal.com, you can email her, and I believe is your email address is info@healingyouranimal.com. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And then so phone number is
425-785-4232.
So you can reach Vicki directly, and this would be if, you know, maybe you check out her essences, or maybe if you can't do the computer, you can call her, or if you have questions and need help deciding what essences, or if you want to make an appointment, you know, bypassing internet, this is how you get a hold of Vicki. So it's Vicki Draper, 425-785-4232. Check out the website at www.healingyouranimal.com, or shoot her an email, info@healingyouranimal.com. Vicki, it's a delight to have you part of the family again, and I'm looking forward to seeing you Wednesday evening at the book signing.
Yes, well, thank you.
All righty, thanks for being here, and we're all going to be out at Lake Forest Park Third Place Book this Wednesday, 7 o'clock. At Third Place Books. We'll see you guys there. Thanks, Vicki.
All right. Take care. Have a good day.
Bye-bye. All righty, then. That wraps us up for the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're going to close this hour down, fire up hour number two, and then we're going to head to Lake City and welcome back after many years to Animal World, Missy's Pet Rescue, and find out what's up with them and what kind of help they need. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues with Shelter, Rescue, Sanctuary, and anything that helps our Animal Friend Sunday straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.